The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danzo, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danzo, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Billy and Jane Darrow had just been saved from an unseen monster in the darkness of the hidden caves of the Venusian Dusters. Pat Darrow and Planet Man, who were guided to the kids by the Dusters, are hard put to understand this act by their captors.
I don't get it at all. First the Dusters take us prisoners, and now they save Billy and Jane. It just doesn't make sense.
I know how you feel, Pat. I wish I knew the answer.
Well, it's funny, too, the way that things, whatever it was, ran away the minute they came.
God, did you notice how cold and scary it got right then?
Gosh, you're right. Like something awful was going to happen. It's the strangest feeling.
Didn't you feel it, Danzo?
No, I didn't, Billy. Can you tell me something more? It may be important.
It felt like a cold, frightening wind. Only it wasn't a wind. It was inside, sort of. And just before that, before I could hear you and Pat coming, I knew you were coming.
Me too. But in all the excitement, I forgot that part.
What's this all about, Danzo? Do you really think it's important?
It may be very important. In fact, it may explain a lot of things about the Dusters that have been so mysterious.
You really think so? God!
Now, try to remember this, Billy. You too, Jane. Did you ever feel anything when the Dusters were around before?
You mean like happy or friendly or anything?
Exactly.
Well, yes, I think so. Billy, you remember when we were standing looking at their ruler and he kept staring at us? Didn't you feel sort of warm and friendly?
Good, all over.
Sure, but I thought it was my imagination.
What was it, Danzo?
Well, that's only guessing, of course, but it may mean that the Dusters are telepathic.
Telepathic?
You mean they're mind reading?
It frightens me a little.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. Kids, would you be willing to try an experiment?
You can count on us, Danzo.
What do you want us to do?
Listen closely. Both of you think as hard as you can about the Dusters. Think about being their friends and about their coming here and getting us. Concentrate on it as hard as you can. Concentrate. Your friends. You like them. You want them to come for us. Friends. Come for us. Come for us. Come for us.
Danzo! Danzo, they're coming. I can hear them. They're coming.
What do we do now?
I can't see them, but from the sound, there must be 100 Dusters there.
Quiet, please, Billy Jane. Just relax and try to keep your mind blank. Do you sense anything? Any thoughts that seem different?
No. Nothing. Wait. Yes. It's almost like a voice inside my head. Only no words. More like pictures.
Me too. They're telling us that we're their friends. They mean us no harm. They knew we were in trouble and came to get us from the dust buggy.
Well, ask them why they've never tried to contact anyone else, why they've kept their civilization hidden. But think it, don't say it.
I am. Gosh, this gets easier all the time. They say that no one but a Duster has ever been able to sense their thoughts before. They consider the Venusians savages. Say, can you imagine that? And the Venusians thought the Dusters were a legend.
They want us to come with them to see their leader again. Oh, Danzo, this is so exciting.
I tell you, Chester, it's impossible. They've got to be here in the dust buggy. Where could they go? How could they leave?
Shut up for a minute. Let me think. 26 hours ago, I saw them stop. I made sure of it before I rejoined the convoy. They couldn't have gotten the buggy started. It hasn't been moved or it'd leave tracks.
And they couldn't cross the desert without dust walkers. They just think
there weren't no dust walkers. Didn't I inspect it inch by inch myself when I sabotaged it? Oh, someone must have come along and gotten them.
Well, perhaps the rescue party from Venusport beat us here, huh?
No, I sent them off in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but who? Out here? There's no one here. It's impossible.
Impossible or not, it happened, and we must find them. Our orders were to see to it that the Earth people and Planet Man do not leave the desert alive. Those orders shall be carried out. We must look for tracks.
There were some funny marks in the dust over that way, but not like anything I've ever seen.
Where, you stupid fool? You mean to tell me that you knew they were there and didn't say so? Come on.
Where are we going?
After them. That's why we're here, isn't it? And hurry. Thanks to your stupidity, we've lost valuable time already.
Are we going to walk?
No, we'll take the flyer. But stay close to the ground and go slowly. If we lose these tracks, we'll never find Planet Man and the others. Oh, I'm wishing to catch up with them. If it were not for their meddling, I, Noki, would be ruler of Venus. It was their interference that brought defeat to Marston. But it's not too late. No, it's not too late.
Noki and Baka, the two disciples of Marston who sabotaged Danto's dust buggy, are surprised not to find their would-be prisoners. Is it too late for Noki? Can he and Baka find our friends? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. As we return to the Venus dust world, we find our friend Danto, Pat, and the kids Billy and James being entertained by their new friends, the Dusters, with whom Billy and Jane have learned to communicate by mental telepathy.
Guys, what a difference from the last time we were here. Look at the fuss they're making over us. They can really dance.
Well, I think it's amazing the way they keep in step without any music.
Well, they have music. You see those men over there? They're musicians. They speak different notes and everybody gets them.
Now they're all singing.
Billy, maybe if we try, we can amplify it so that Pat and Danto can hear it.
Yes, kid, try it.
Keep it up, kids. I think it's working.
It's incredible. Incredible. And you two are actually amplifying the Duster's thoughts so Pat and I can get them.
But I can't understand why the kids are telepathic and we aren't.
The leader explained it to me. Something to do with our being from Earth and being so young. You must have had it when you were younger, Pat, but you grew violent before you learned how to use it.
Yes, I suspected that. But let's listen to the music for a moment.
Where could they be going? We've been following these strange trails for miles across the desert. There's nothing this way but thousands of miles of dust.
Be quiet and do as you're told. They can't be far off. We've been flying where they walked. Wherever they're headed, we'll find them and then I'll notify our friends. One atom bomb and it'll be over.
Wait, up there ahead. The tracks disappear.
Right.
But how can they just disappear?
Stop talking and land the flyer.
Yes, Noki, I meant no harm. I just wondered.
You wondered too much. Remember, your life means nothing to me. I've tolerated you only because you know this desert, but don't push me too far. Now, let's look more closely at these disappearing tracks. There, you see? A tunnel into the ground. We're getting close.
Shall I notify our friends and have them send the ship to bomb this tunnel?
Not yet. We must be certain.
Surely you don't mean to go down into that hole.
Follow me.
I don't like it at all. It's dangerous going down into the tunnel in the dark.
What are you afraid of? You found Planet Man's ray gun. You know they're not armed.
But that still doesn't explain those tracks or why they lead down into the tunnel. Who knows what made them? I tell you, it's dangerous.
Enough! Why did they give me such a stupid coward? I would do better alone. Shine that light up ahead and move along. My ray gun is ready even for Dusters. If I hear another word, I'll use it first on you.
Don't, Noki. Point that the other way. I'm going.
That's better. It can't be very far. We've walked a long way into this tunnel already.
We must be hundreds of feet down.
Soon the Planet Man and the Earth people will be eliminated, and Marston's defeat will be avenged. And the League will not dare accept Earth as a member. Hurry up, Baka. We've work to do.
Billy, ask him why the Dusters consider the Venusians savages. By the way, what's his name?
His name is Manu. She says it means mind leader.
Manu says that they have worked the Venusians for centuries, never been able to detect any signs of their thoughts. To them, thought projection is part of intelligent life.
But does he know the Venusians consider the Dusters a myth?
Manu suggests that Jane and I try to amplify his thoughts and yours so that you can communicate with each other directly. He sensed your last question, and he will try to answer it.
Yes, we know that the Venusians doubt our existence. We have kept ourselves hidden from them deliberately, for we can learn nothing from them. My people are few, their wants are simple, and they are kept content to stay here in our cave city, where they have everything they need.
Is this the only city on Venus where there are Dusters?
Dantro! Dantro! One of the guards in the tunnel that leads to the city has just sent a message that some surface people have discovered the entrance to the city and they're on their way.
Can he tell who they are? It must be the rescue party from Venusport. Somehow they must have discovered where we were.
No, he doesn't know who they are. But I don't think it can be a rescue party, for he says they act like hunters. He fears they're our enemies.
Ask him if they're armed.
Yes, he says that they're carrying ray guns.
Manu, we must have arms or weapons of some sort.
We have no weapons of the kind you know, but have no fear. We are prepared in ways that will surprise you and your enemies.
What are these ways of preparation for oncoming danger of which Manu speaks? Can they match a material weapon like a ray gun? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man.